And thanks for joining me this evening. I'm Aaron Hay. You're listening to Mizzou Music on Classical 90.5 FM. We're still meeting new faculty here since it's early in the semester. And joining me at the Classical 90.5 FM studios is David Myers, new director of AV Studies here at Mizzou.
Hello, hello.
Nice to meet you.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So, David, tell me then, this sounds like a pretty wide-spanning job. What do you do as the director of AV Studies here at Mizzou?
Right. Well, there are a lot of opportunities, a lot of things that are going to be happening. I think first and foremost, I'm going to be the manager and, I guess, engineer-in-chief of the new recording studio over at the new music building, music school. In addition to that, we're going to be recording all large and small ensembles, everything from, like, you know, your large concerts to your recitals. Ideally, we are going to start video recording and streaming these types of things. In addition to that, we're going to be working on the music archive, the digital recording archive, and like making it digital, going from like whatever they may have and then digitizing it and getting it all online. I think that there's going to be a staff, so I'm looking forward to doing some social media type work as well.
Oh, very cool.
Video and audio, and who knows, you know, I think there's so much potential for, you know, digital music nowadays, and especially when there's more than me involved, which is how the old gig was. I'm really looking forward to, you know, hitting the ground running here in the next couple days and seeing what we got and press forward.
Very sure. Cool. So what got you into AV? What got you into production?
Yeah. So I've always had a love for music. I've been a trumpet player since I was like 10 years old, 9 years old, something like that. And I've always kind of loved computers as well, kind of like building websites and, you know, that type of thing. But once the original kind of MIDI composition came out, it was like before Finale even, I really figured out, hey, you can make music on computers. And this was like a big thing. And to me at the time, this was in like high school, like a while ago. But but since then, I've kind of just, it just made the most sense to me. I did computer repair during my undergrad and realized, you know, I could probably do music and computers at the same time. Found a program at Western Carolina University, and it was a commercial music and electronics program, undergraduate degree, and that's where I did my undergraduate studies. And we had a large SSL C200 and a, you know, a 5.1 Genelec system, and every microphone in the whole entire Sweetwater catalog was in there. Mic pre's for days, and just like, you know, this big gorgeous studio, and they're just like, here are the keys, have fun. And I was like, no problem, you know?
That I can do.
Yeah, that I can do, right. And so, an amazing opportunity there to really kind of just, like, figure out how it works. And that's always been kind of a thing is, like, I really love figuring out how things work and then making, you know, as the best sounding, most gorgeous music I can with it. With the technology. You know, it's just, when they work together, it's just a thing of beauty, you know? So, win. Sometimes it's win.
Not always. It doesn't happen every single time.
Exactly.
So then how long have you been doing things related to this?
Sure. Well, you know, there's a lot of facets, you know, in sound. I've been doing live sound with a production company back in Tuscaloosa for probably about 4 years. I worked at the Druid City Music Hall, which was a pretty large-sized music venue. I did lots of local gigs, like bar gigs, and ran my own production company up there, or down there, I guess, for bands that were in town, you know, gigging and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I had my own recording studio down in Tuscaloosa, and we cut a bunch of different albums, from everything like country and R&B and soul and funk and all kinds of stuff, jazz. I played a little bit on a couple of them, played trumpet, so it was a nice way to kind of build that into the thing. Been doing this for a while. This is the live sound component and the recording component that kind of work hand in hand for sure.
Very cool. So then you'll be recording then all the performances going on, like at the Whitmore and at the Missouri Theater and all of those as well?
I believe so. I believe yes. Okay. I haven't seen the facilities yet, so I'm not sure what to expect, which is kind of exciting.
How long have you been here?
Literally got here 2 days ago.
Okay.
So, yeah. It was going to be earlier, but I was working the Druid City Music Festival and it was like their first annual thing down in Tuscaloosa, and I was running Monitor World, and if I hadn't been there, it, you know, things would have been bad. So they enticed me to stay. So
very cool.
Which was, yeah, and I was very happy to be a part of that for sure. So
yeah, that's very cool, man.
Yep.
Ideally, you'll tour the facilities and check out all the equipment here.
For sure.
And,
yeah.
And do you have any part in the design of the new recording studio at the new music building? Or
it's my understanding that I'm going to be helping outfit it.
Okay.
So essentially, the room itself is built. I've seen a video of it. It's just basically bare walls right now, which is amazing. I don't know the dimensions or what type of math that they use. You know. Like golden section type math. I don't know. It looks really, really nice from the video I've seen. I'm very excited to go in there and just kind of like dream up, you know, a dream studio in there. They want to make something flagship. So I think I have lots of experience in that and looking forward to kind of getting in there and doing that and making something, you know, amazing at here.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And do you get to teach as well? Or?
Yep. There's some teaching responsibilities as well, which I'm very excited about. My first class is going to be in November. It's in music entrepreneurship, which I have some experience in. The topic is a little broad, but we're going to try and narrow it down. I'm not quite sure into what yet, but I've got a little bit of time.
There you go.
Fortunately, yeah.
Well, very cool, man.
Yeah, thanks. I'm just very excited to be in Columbia and have this opportunity. I'm really looking forward to making a, you know, impact on the university and the school of music. And I think that the new music building and the facility in you know, is going to be just an outstanding gem, you know, in the state. And hopefully if we can, you know, make the right moves in hopefully in the country, you know, we can really put an impact point in here. So I'm very excited and very humbled to have the opportunity to like have that option, you know, that ability to do that. So I've been very lucky and very fortunate. I've worked hard too, but very fortunate to kind of get to this point. And I'm very excited to get started.
So, very cool, man. Yeah. Well, welcome to the zoo. Welcome to Columbia.
Thanks.
And we're glad to have you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks, Aaron.